Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I am Julien Heuillet. The Indigenous Voice to Parliament referendum will be held on the 14th of October. The announcement comes as polling suggests a shift in support for the voice in South Australia towards the yes vote, and Tasmania leaning towards a no vote. Previous polls had shown no ahead in South Australia, which is considered a very important swing state. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has encouraged voters to consider all the facts before making a decision.
On that day, every Australian will have a once-in-a-generation chance to bring our country together and to change it for the better. To vote for recognition, listening and better results. And I ask all Australians to vote yes.
The government has announced new financial relief for young people who provide care to a family member. The Young Carer Bursary will offer almost 1,600 grants of up to $3,768 to assist young people with their educational costs and to support them with cost of living pressures. It aims to provide support for 12 to 25 years old who provide unpaid care to family members or friends facing disability, illness, injury, mental health, or old age. Australia's peak railway body has kicked off a campaign to recruit young workers in a bid to address a skills shortage in the industry. The Australasian Railway Association's Work in Rail campaign is designed to attract school graduates, after research showed workers under the age of 25 represented just 4% of the industry's workforce. Australian Railway Association Chief Executive Caroline Wilkie says the industry desperately need to attract and train workers if it is to complete state and national projects successfully. Women's health advocates are calling on the government to implement solutions to improve and sustain access to safe and quality maternity care in rural and remote Australia. It comes after over 70 experts in rural maternity care gathered in Canberra for the National Rural Maternity Services Forum. The group suggests a redesign of health services, more investment in the rural workforce, and in the remote maternity framework. National Rural Health Commissioner Ruth Stewart says one of the problems in rural and remote Australia is First Nations women having access to culturally safe care.
We know that if care is not culturally safe, First Nations women are reluctant to seek care. And so we're very keen to see that rural maternity services become culturally safe. Well, it starts with respect. Respect for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture, and to take seriously our First Nations women's requests.
I am Julien Huyer. This is SBS News in Easy English.